USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest GDP numbers show the economy shrank slightly since the beginning of the year as inflation remains high. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats' policies are responsible.
Anyone wanting to grill a bacon cheeseburger over Memorial Day weekend will find ground beef up 15% and bacon up 18% compared to only 1 year ago.
Democrats say inflation is high across many nations and is caused by many factors, including supply chain issues, the economic recovery from the pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Adriana Reyes tells DailyMail.com she was surprised to learn her 18-year-old son shot and killed 19 kids and two teachers to death inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Senate Republicans are blocking forward progress on a domestic terrorism bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 47, the nays are 47. The motion is not agreed to.
The measure fell short of a 60-vote threshold needed to advance. The House-passed Democratic measure was pushed after the recent deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, which was labeled as a racially motivated hate crime. Republicans are accusing Democrats of politicizing the Buffalo tragedy with unnecessary legislation. Republican Senator Rand Paul calling the bill insulting and said it implies all people are bad, that there is this great and worrisome thing that is infecting America, when the opposite is true. A second shipment of baby formula is now in Pennsylvania. It was flown in from Germany yesterday to help ease the nationwide supply shortage. Officials say it will be sent to hospitals, WIC programs, and retailers as soon as this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as people come to grips with an 18-year-old man shooting and killing 19 children at a school, many people are calling for more gun regulations. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's not sure if taking away people's guns will solve the problem.
We don't try to address drunk driving by banning all sober drivers. We concentrate on the problem, the drunk driving.
An actor is facing sexual assault charges in the UK.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey was charged in the United Kingdom with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men on Thursday, as he appeared in a Manhattan court to testify in a separate sex case brought against him in New York of assaulting a 14-year-old boy in the mid-80s. The Crown Prosecution Service reminds all concerned that criminal proceedings against Mr. Spacey are active and that he has the right to a fair trial. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Ray Liotta is dead at the age of 67. The actor reportedly passed away in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while shooting a movie called Dangerous Waters. Liotta, best known for his role in the classic film Goodfellas.
Really funny. Leave me alone.
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.